Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio on the Cowboy Wisdom Radio Network. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I really want to welcome you to the show. I had a little late start tonight for some reason, but anyway, but tonight I want to talk to you about expectations. How many times have you been all mad and frustrated, and it really comes from your expectations of your life and what you expected other people to do and how they should do it, and everything was in your, you wanted a controlled environment. And how did that really open up an old way? How did that open up your old ingrained imprint and cause angst and stuff in your life? How did that happen that way? Life is an interesting thing when you quit trying to really, really make it go your way and you open up to a new way and you see life in a more open and fun way to do everything and enjoy life. So what is it in your life that you really expect to be easy, and then when it doesn't happen, you get all frustrated and angry? What really goes on there? And how does it all work this way? And what do you do when your expectations really, really wind you up and make you frustrated and mad, and you don't know who to be mad at, so you're just mad at everybody? Anger is actually a fear of your own abilities to roll and go with the divine order that's in your life right now. So what is it that you're afraid of in your life that really makes your expectation that life is supposed to be, you're supposed to have something special? And there is people that have it easier than other people. They really do. But what does that have to do with everything in life and really get you stuck in the moment of doing nothing? Do I really, do you really get all caught up and think being Jewish? Expected that life is going to be easy and this is what's going to happen and this is how it's going to be? Well, God and the universe and their sweet little sweetnessness of they do, they like to throw curveballs at you and see what's going to be happening in your life, because they like to see if you're up to the challenge they present to you. And the more I start to understand these two mystical things, the more open I become to engaging in who I am rather than waiting for somebody else to do it for me. You know, so life isn't always going to be a bed of roses. And roses always do what you choose them to do, because life is about engaging in some other thing. And when you choose to engage, you will move forward in life. But the expectations that things are going to go because this is your plan, well, with God in the universe, they're going to throw a little monkey wrench into that. Just because they can, and that's their main goal in life. But however, how is that challenge when you get all wrought up and all mad and all frustrated and, oh, why did this happen to me and what's going on and burp, 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 burp. But really, all it is, your expectations thought it should flow easy. And that is the way it is in life. you can't really move forward in life until you engage in who you are in the inner self. Life isn't about anger, frustration. Life is about an experience. And that's what we're really afraid of, is the experience that we all choose that we can have and do and enjoy and just have fun with. But when real life sets in, it gets really, really kind of different for us, because it isn't always our way. Because sometimes they do things just to see if we have the character to accept the challenge. And a challenge is nothing more than correlating heaven, aggrandizing new genius, expanding life in every way. And that's all a challenge is. Challenges are life expanding. And when you adhere to the challenge, you adhere to your success. And that's what we're really afraid of, is adhering to the challenge. And we're always afraid that we don't have what it takes to do it. And there's the biggest lie in the world. You always have what's put in front of you. You always have the courage, the wherewithal, but it's the drama that we like engaging in that makes us really, really sit down and take notice and want to do it. How are you afraid to accept the challenge with wisdom, as wisdom? And wisdom is nothing more than engaging in your inner self and seeing where life is taking you and where life wants to play with you. Life gets exciting when you play in that game of life. But what about your own life? What don't you like about your own life? How does you expect you to have a better life because of who you are? And then when that don't turn out, people turn to drugs and things like that. You know, drugs are a temporary escape, but it's also a bigger thing. And like I was talking to a friend of mine, you know, the stock market fluctuated up and down. But what what the stock market's done is stole the wealth from the people in their retirement funds. The economy is a manipulation. And that's all the economy ever has been, is a manipulation. What is it that you're afraid of to engage to expand your life? Even as a coach, I notice this very much so. People really lock themselves into paradoxes. Because in a paradox, we all understand what's going on. Because it's an old pattern. Just like the economic situation we're in. People understand depression. We really do. We understand how to be poor. And am I guilty? You bet. Do I do things to keep myself poor? Yes, I do. But I'm starting to see it. And I'm starting to see how the world does this. Do I expect it to be easy to expand? Yes. Is there going to be challenges? Yes. Is everything I desire in the universe? Yes. And it's the questions that I'm willing to ask that makes it better for me. But if you're afraid to ask the question, you're afraid to live your life. Most people hide behind something. CEOs hide behind their power. Everybody has something to blame. And when you're blaming somebody, excuse me, I'm losing my voice. When you're blaming somebody, you're hiding behind something. And this world loves to hide behind something. Well, what they really like to hide behind is forgiveness and stuff like that, because when you're hiding, you can hide away from what you desire because you have an excuse. We as human beings, we're excuse mechanisms in action. We always have an excuse or somebody to blame then we wonder why our expectations make us mad, because every once in a while you have to look in the mirror and say, oh my God, it's me. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching does. It makes you look in the mirror, makes you really look in the mirror and see who, how good you are. See, I don't do it through love. Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching, I don't do it through love. I do it through my own journey. And now I've opened up to love myself because I have the sand to do what I desire. And I'm on fire when I'm in my desires. And I can really speak and articulate what life is going to happen to me. Because I'm not trying to control it. I'm open to facilitating it. It's like now everybody wants to be in control of their life. Control your thoughts. Control this. Well, when you're in control, you're in the control of nothing. And it's really about opening out everything else that you desire. Life is free when you're in the spree of who you are. I'm never, ever worried about my ability. I always have had the abilities to do what I desire. However, it's me getting everything else and going in life. And it's really about engaging in that inner sage and doing what I desire. And I will always live my life to expand others. That's one thing Cowboy Wisdom really does, is open up to expand other people. And that's what we really, really do, is expand other people, because I've expanded myself. And I'm really free to be who I am and engage in my inner sage and do what I desire, because life is free and easy. But it's expensive entering the game, because you got to let go of everything you've been taught. And that's the hardest thing we do, is we think we have to know everything and engage in everything. So what is it you're afraid to engage in yourself and do for yourself? I read a lot on the internet, especially affirmations. I'm going to give you a secret. You take the don'ts, the won'ts, and the can'ts out of your life and start saying, I let go or untie the lie of this, or I untie this, or I let go of this. Your life will expand. Is it going to get easy? No, because you still got to feed your inner self. The biggest lie in the world is that personal growth is about love. Love is the end result, but it's the letting go of everything you have caressed and harnessed on the inside of yourself. That's where it's hard, and that's what it's really, really opening you to a challenge. And really do what you got to do to expand things. It's not about what you can't do, because there's nothing you can't do when you choose to engage in the playing of life. But we're so used to hiding behind everything because we can't. Everybody that's had something tragic, oh, his childhood was bad. Well, there's been a lot of bad childhoods and there's been a lot of this. But blaming somebody else for your childhood is not a good thing. It does not expand anything, and it does not make anything good. It's about opening that inner self into this life down here. But when you choose to engage in the stomach and in the body, you will expand everything in your life. What everybody thinks is usually something else besides that. But where do you fall down when it comes to talking and engaging in your inner self and doing what you do? And really letting go of things and really moving forward. What does that do for you? Who do you think is ahead of in your life? Who do you think is really listening to you besides you? And what is it in other people's lives you really, really fear doing? And really something that you really dislike? Do you dislike that, or you dislike the thought of you having to do that because you think you're better than that? I know I have. And see, that's something I'm really starting to, I opened up to in the last 2 years. I don't want to ever think I'm better than what I am, because I want to be a listener and teach my journey and really move forward in life. But you can't move forward until you let go and discover what's in the ingrained self that's hiding back there. There is a lot of stuff hiding in that subliminal mind that we're afraid to engage in because we have no clue what it is. And hypnotherapy is not, hypnosis is actually a higher awakening. And you actually move forward and do many different things while you're doing hypnotherapy because you're actually more alert than anything. Because you're in a higher awareness, and that's what, but your fears are at ease and you're talking back and you're really getting into what's going on. And how do you do it? And what you choose to do. You really want to start choosing to do. And you really want to start doing what you choose to do and really expand. Because when you choose it, you make it your thing to do. And see how it goes from there. You know, something I'm really starting to understand is this world likes pain and misery. The world loves pain and misery because it makes a pessimism sound so good. And when you inflicted pain, I did this to them and I did that. Well, yeah, you hurt that person, but somewhere down the road, you hurt yourself. Where has that showed up in your life? The more you do to others, the more you do to others, the less you have for yourself. And that's very true. And that's a true statement. Life can do anything it chooses as long as you allow yourself to expand through it. Because life only shows us our true abilities. And they present us stuff with everything every day to showcase our abilities. It isn't people get special projects sometimes, it's because they can do it, but there's also times I've seen where they just pick somebody because they think that person will can do it, but he or she can't. That's one thing about Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching. I'm going to engage you in your own life, and I'm going to engage you in your own talent. And that's something I do well. And I really open people up to experience life in a better way. You know, and when life you're experiencing life in a better way, you're really open to win the game of life. But what is the game of life you choose to play? That's the question. What is the game of life you want to play? What is your desired life? And there's no right or wrong. It's just, what do you choose? And how do you choose it to do this? Excuse me. This cold is catching up with me today. But when freedom flows into you, how are you afraid of being alone? And how are you afraid to do this? And how are you afraid to do that? Or do anything that makes it really, really uncomfortable for you to do? And do things. And be things. You know, when you understand that you have it all, it really opens you up to a new way of living. But what are you afraid to live? How are you afraid of what mom and dad are going to think if you live your desires and do something that ain't textbook perfect and just the way they think it should be? And how is that kind of unearthing to you? Huh? What makes you afraid and really want to hide and do everything that you think you shouldn't do? Because life isn't about doing what everybody thinks they should do. Life is about you doing what you desire. And that's a whole new ballgame. How many of you know what you desire? How many of you know anything that you really desire? How many of you want superficial things, material things, rather than spiritual and inner growth? There's nothing wrong with that. That's good. But what is it you're open to do and choose to engage in to make your life better? Not better, but dynamic. How do you like the word on being an undaunted, dynamic, dynamo explorer? How does that make you feel? How do you do that? What opens you up to engage in that? You know, when you understand life isn't about the material things, life is about your wisdom, what does that do to you? When you're out and about doing your thing and enjoying life, how do you fear what other people will think when you're having fun? And how do you feel what your mom and dad will say when you're having fun? Aha, there's a big one, ain't it? What would mom and dad say? What do you think mom and dad would say if you're out having fun doing what you desire and it goes against the society grain? How does that make you feel? That's quite interesting, isn't it? But you know, life is good. I was on back in the early 90s, I went to Alaska to work. And I called my mom and I said, Mom, I'm in Alaska. And Mom says, I wondered when this phone call was coming. I can't surprise my mom. She just is a little amazed sometimes where the phone calls come from. And so that's kind of what it does. Life just plays its own game, no matter what you think. Life plays its own game. But how do you engage in your game of life? How do you fear what everybody's going to think about you? And everything else. Life isn't about fear. Life is about expanding that fear into wisdom. That's the best thing is, fear is just unrefined wisdom. Anyway, my voice is giving out, so I'm going to. My name is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. Email is cowboycwpywfdm@gmail.com, and my phone number is 702-755-9410, and I will be here Thursday night, and I will talk to you then. And everybody have a good night.